Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of We're Not Fucking Historians with me, Shane Todd. And I was going to say and her, and then you say your name, but are you allowed to say that anymore?
I don't think you're not allowed to say her, it is my pronoun. It's me, Hazel Hayes.
Yes, but over in England, yous have all like rules like that about things, and I don't know if I think next time I fly over to London, they might take me straight to Strange Ways.
Well, I'm happy to be referred to as her. Or she, or Cat's mother, or whatever else.
Hazel, is Strange Ways a jail, or is it somewhere from a TV show?
I'll be honest, Shane, I didn't get the reference, so I just sort of glossed over that one.
Right, how long have you been doing that for? Because we've done a load of episodes.
You'd be shocked.
Right.
You'd be shocked how much of what you say is just... But I nod, and I smile, and we carry
on. Where are you going to? You're off around the world today. You going on another safari?
No, alas, I'm off to New York in the morning and I sigh like that's a bad thing because I'm a horrible bitch. It's because I've literally just I've just moved house.
Yeah.
Do you want to see my mic? This is my mic stand. Oh, it is wrapped up with a bunch of fragile tape, which really, that kind of says it all. That really kind of covers my state of being at the moment. Just wrapped up in a bunch of fragile tape.
You move house a lot. You're witness protection.
That would make it more dramatic. No, I just move house a lot, but I swear to God, this is the last time for a while now. I've just moved in. I'm unpacking. I am late for the podcast today because I totally lost track of what we're supposed to be doing. I'm going to New York in the morning. I have to find clothes somewhere and put them in a suitcase and go. It's been a time. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. I'm just.
It sounds like a Kevin McAllister incident is inevitable.
I just feel like something's going to go horrendously wrong. Speaking of things going horrendously wrong, I've been so off the grid the past few days just packing and unpacking boxes that I didn't see what had happened on your US tour. I just found out.
So listeners will already know. Friends already do know. Just some people were too busy.
Enemies are loving it, I'm sure.
Like Pablo Escobar towards the end of his life, just it was always in a different safe house. But yeah, I had to postpone my tour because of laryngitis. The wee man got to the States, and it just... Here's the thing. I said on another podcast a long time ago, Adele shouldn't have cancelled her tour, and
you
should never cancel
you were,
a show.
You were, I would say, quite notoriously a bit of a dick about that.
No, I wasn't, but it has brought me bad karma because I broke my leg and then I broke my voice. But I wasn't a dick about it. She still shouldn't. Oh no, something bad's going to happen to me because I'm saying it. She shouldn't have cancelled it because she was like, oh, I couldn't get the stage I wanted. We'll just do the show without the stage. It's all about your voice. Anyway.
Was that what it was? I thought she was sick.
No, she wasn't. Oh. But God, Adele, I bow down to you and I apologise and please start giving me good karma again. Anyway, should we talk about Irish history?
I would love to talk about Irish history.
Funnily enough, the guy we're talking about today was from Ireland and went to America.
Okay, who are we talking about today?
This couldn't work out better. We're talking about a young guy called Hercules Mulligan, who was...
Hercules Mulligan.
What a name.
Hercules.
Yeah, it starts well, doesn't it? Like Hercules and then Mulligan is just very Irish Mulligan. At the end.
Did his whole family have names like that?
Yeah, his brother was called Oedipus, Odon was his cat. He was an Irish tailor, he was a tailor by trade, for the Redcoats, who who were obviously very, but we'll talk about that in American history. He was also a secret member of the Sons of Liberty, who, again, I'm going to describe, and he was a Patriot spy during the American Revolution. So, look, the guy left Ireland and he made his mark in America, which is what we all hope to do eventually when our tour dates get rescheduled.
It's what all of us hope to do, absolutely. And with a name like that, you'd imagine he did pretty well.
Well, he certainly lived a life, that's what I'm going to tell you about. But he, in New York City as well, where you're going, but he, he, even though he did a lot of work for the British, he didn't love Britain. He wasn't a loyalist. He didn't like it. So there's a lot more to this guy. You know, if you pull at the thread, you'll find it. He'll fix it for you because he's a tailor.
Hey-o.
Okay, we've started. So look, let's start at the start. 1740. He was born in Coleraine in Northern Ireland. Have you been?
I have. We've established I've not been up north at all except that one trip to Newry to buy cheap cleaning products.
That's right. I was accepted to Coleraine University and should have gone, but I didn't.
Why didn't you go?
I just didn't get round to going to university. I just like, I meant to, but then I just didn't. And then all of a sudden I wasn't.
It was
just
on your
like,
list. It was on your list underneath like play Xbox and bit of footy with the lads.
I was like, I was just cycling about doing other things. But
fair.
But he was born in 1740. And when he was six, his family emigrated to America and settled in New York. Mm-hmm. They established themselves as business people, which seemed quite rare because most people that we read and talk about went over to America and established themselves as, let's face it, criminals.
Criminals, murderers, slaughterers. Yeah.
Petty thieves. But not the the Mulligans. Not the Mulligans. They his older brother, Hugh.
Hugh Mulligan.
Yeah, which is sly to be called Hugh Mulligan when your wee brother's called Hercules. Hugh becomes a successful merchant while Mulligan himself, old Hercules, goes to King's College, which is now Columbia University. After he goes to university, Mulligan makes a real profitable living tailoring people, which I like that he's a tailor. I hate suits, so I don't like
the suits. I think he's the first tailor we've had.
But let's just say he's a lot more than a tailor. His business becomes really successful. He attracts elite clients, high-ranking British officers, the cream of the New York social scene as well. You know, so he's touching all their balls, basically.
Yeah.
Tailors do that.
One assumes. Does that happen? Is that a thing? Because there's cliches in films all the time about that happening, but I'm not sure if that's not being a man or having a suit made for me. I wouldn't know.
Well, if... Yeah, I've had a tailor, what would you say, touch my... Let's just say, touch the back... Touch the bottom of my ball bag with the back of his fist. But the weird thing is I was only going in to get a shirt. But yeah, it happens. And
happens
I think,
to the best of us, Shane.
I mean, this isn't in any of the historical records, but I think Mulligan, before he did it, would always make some banter about it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. There's always... surely you have to do the banter to alleviate some of the awkwardness.
Surely
you have to. Oh, close shave. Oh, mind yourself there. There has to be. Oh, take me out for dinner first.
Yeah.
Presumably, like one assumes this is just par for the course. You have to do it.
Yeah, well, people, whatever banter he's doing, people love it. He's known as amiable. Is that a word?
Yeah, friendly.
People like him.
Okay.
he serves customers himself despite having a load of staff. He's got a personal touch. People like it, and his reputation is so high that he's even allowed to wed the niece of Admiral Charles Saunders of the British Royal Navy. So I think to marry into a family like that, you've got to be like well to do. But people are like, hey, this guy makes me look fresh, and he's good crack.
Is he doing this with a view to something else, or does he just love tailoring?
You could look at it from the outside and say that, and if you asked him, he'd say, yeah, I just love tailoring, and then he'd wink at you and tap his nose.
Okay.
In spite of being European and his wife's heritage, Mulligan, as I've said earlier, does not have any regard for the British crown. Instead, he's well in with American colonists.
Okay.
He likes the Americans more than he likes the British. Hazel, what do you prefer, Brits or Americans? You have to say.
You're going to make me say it on the podcast.
Yeah, you have to say.
Well, like,
You're losing the situation.
Loser. I have to offend an entire nation of people. I'll be honest, the Americans have been pissing me off a lot lately, but that is mostly Republicans. You know, given the history and given my heritage, I have to choose Americans. There's just no other way around it. Like, here's the thing that's also interesting is, like, we're holding this grudge so hard to the point that not only will we, like, not support the Brits, but say when there's, like, a match or whatever, we will support anyone who's playing against them. And it doesn't matter who they are or what we know about them. We will just support the other team just to see the Brits lose. And there came a moment recently in the rugby. I don't know where you're watching the Six Nations.
Absolutely.
But Ireland had a chance of winning the whole Six Nations, but England had to beat France in order for us to do it. So one week we're playing England and we're all screaming at the telly, like, kill them all and other such things. I mean, I don't know what you scream.
Kill them all.
And then the next week they're playing France and we're supporting England. And I remember I had to tweet, be like, right, guys, come on. This is it. We've got to get behind the English, you know, on the town. So it's and it was a very strange thing to sit at home rooting for the English team, even though it was for Ireland's victory.
Well, you say that, you know, it's difficult to like both. I do like both. Big fan of Britain. Big fan of America.
How dare you?
And Republicans, if you're listening, take this from me. As soon as Hazel Hayes lands in America, you know her full name. It's Hazel Hayes, double name her, and then put her in Alcatraz because she's just slagged off Republicans.
Alcatraz.
Donnie and the boys are going to put you in Alcatraz. And next time we do this, we're going to be doing a remote podcast and you're going to be in San Francisco.
Just prison cell walls behind me.
Yeah, Trump 2024. Anyway, the thing is...
You're such a little bitch. You know that? You're such a little bitch. You've no problem slagging off the poets. No problem whatsoever with that.
Do you know what's so funny about that? Remember we were talking before about the fact that, you know, under like the tweet of the clip, Imelda May, who, you know, was like, and I know of, I don't know her, but she was like, you know, very jovially, she was know, how dare you? And then I was like, oh no, pissed off Imelda May. She must like really like poetry. And then I saw, no, has a full poetry book out at the minute.
Is a poet. No. Yeah. And it's beautiful poetry as well, so.
I mean, if the poem's that good, just put it to a backing track and call it a song.
Shots fired. We need to get her on here. I bet if we had her on here, you'd be like a scolded little schoolboy.
Oh, of course.
Yes, Imelda. Oh, I love your poetry, Imelda. Oh, I think you're brilliant, Imelda.
Yeah, we could do it from the studio and you'll be in Alcatraz rotting.
Alcatraz. Anyway, Hercules Mulligan.
So he's a tailor, but he's more than that. He becomes one of the first members of a secret society of these colonial rights advocates, and they're called the Sons of Liberty. I think it's very cool to be in a gang, and the Sons of Liberty is a pretty cool name.
That is a really cool name, actually.
They're just a couple of guys who like to do little attacks on the British. This is around 1770.
Sure, and what harm?
During this time, 1770, Mulligan helps to mob British soldiers stationed in New York City in a violent clash that was remembered as the Battle of Golden Hill. Similar to the film I was in, Battle of the Bone, but it's not. It's the Battle of Golden Hill and not Battle of the Bone, 2008 Northern Irish independent zombie film.
Battle of the Bone.
He's also part of the New York Committee of Correspondence and Observation. And that's a group that opposed the British. They wrote strongly worded letters, it says here. So, you know, nerd brigade.
Don't fuck with these guys. They write you a strongly worded letter.
And it was through these sort of like, you know, militia movements that Mulligan starts to inspire one of America's founding fathers. So people are talking about this guy. They're like, he's a tailor. He's in gangs. He's pretty badass. He's touching people's balls.
Hold on. He's a tailor.
Yes.
He fights people.
Yeah.
He's sort of spying on the British.
Yeah.
Does he do any tinkering?
I think if you're asking me, is he the original tinker, tailor, soldier, spy, which is very hard to say, then yes, he is.
That's amazing. That's the title of the podcast. The OG Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
If I say Alexander Hamilton to you, does that mean anything?
No.
Sounds like somebody you might have gone out with when you were younger. Sounds like some like some guy beating about Dublin back in the 90s.
Yeah, I imagine your mum would have quite liked him.
Ew, yeah. No. Yeah, everyone would call him Alex, but your mum would call him Alexander.
Yeah. He was a nice guy. It just didn't work out, but he was a nice guy. Alexander Hamilton, yes, I'm familiar.
Alexander Hamilton had an epic sort of battle against a man called Aaron Burr. We're going to absolutely talk about this. They had like a 15-year rivalry, which helped to shape America. But long before that, after he heard about everything that Hercules Mulligan was doing, Alexander Hamilton started a very close friendship with Hercules Mulligan. And some people, and I'm quoting directly here, described it as wildly romantic.
I am so for the gay lovers of history.
Yes, and history's repeating itself because Mulligan was way older than Hamilton, took him under his wing, if you know what I mean, when he first arrived in America from the West Indies and got him into university, got him into King's College. This has given us serious Oscar Wilde vibes again. Why are all these older Irish guys getting it on with young male lovers? I don't know, but what I do know is we've got some ads and we'll talk after.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Welcome back. We are talking about Hercules Mulligan, who I've just kind of left you on what I'll call a possible gay romance cliffhanger, which is a great
kind
of cliffhanger.
It's one of my favourite kinds of cliffhanger, absolutely.
Hercules Mulligan's biographer said of Mulligan that no other single man could possibly have had a better acquaintance with the facts of Hamilton's entire life. So basically, like, no one knew Hercules Mulligan better than Alexander Hamilton. They were introduced in 1772 by, guess who? Hugh Mulligan.
His brother. Good old Hugh.
His firm was financing very young Alexander Hamilton's education when he lived in the colonies. And then Hamilton lives with Mulligan while he pursues education in New York. And they become very close. Now, some people are saying that, you know, Hercules Mulligan would have seen very similar things in Alexander Hamilton as himself. So he was an immigrant. He mm-hmm. wanted to come over to America and better himself. Mm-hmm. But their bond has a big influence on Alexander Hamilton's ideology. Which up until this point, he was a big Brits guy. He loved it. He had the hat. He had the flags. He had the Princess Diana memorial plates.
The mugs. All that yeah, stuff. Yeah. The Jubilee mug.
But at one point, Hamilton apparently helped the president at King's College escape an angry mob after his British loyalties were revealed. So he was like, he was so British to the fact that he was like, not working for them, but he was helping out people.
Yeah, but supporting them.
Yeah.
I did not know all this. Now, look, I'm probably one of the only people on the planet who hasn't seen Hamilton. I know. I'm sorry.
You'll have plenty of time on Alcatraz to watch it on Disney Plus.
I will. Yeah. What is it, 17 hours?
Yeah.
But it's so good. I know I should. But I have a rough idea of the story, but I didn't know that an Irish family helped him with his education and all that kind of stuff.
As Hamilton grows closer to Mulligan, his loyalties change. And by the time he's 18, he joins the Sons of Liberty as well. And like starts writing essays, making a case for American independence.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the start of the revolution, Hamilton becomes, this is a great title, aide-de-camp, which is like your aide, basically. But it says aide-de-camp. The possible homosexual relationship's already been rumoured. Aide-de-camp sounds like very, very camp. He's a little bit aide-de-camp, you know? So he's aide-de-camp to General George Washington. So he's like, he's the right-hand man.
George, the old Georgie boy.
Yeah.
These are some big characters we're talking about here.
Yeah, but historically we talk more about Alexander Hamilton and George Washington way more than Hercules Mulligan. Hercules Mulligan's a guy who put everything in play here. He started the foundation work, really, and people credit him for Alexander Hamilton's involvement in American liberation.
So let me just get this right. Through all this, is he's still a tailor?
Yeah, he's a spy, basically, so he's a tailor.
So he's using his tailor shop, where he has all these connections to the like New York elite and the Brits, coming in to get probably fitted for uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's hearing all the goss that you hear, like when you're at the hairdresser or whatever, people trust and they're just having their banter and not really paying attention to the person doing the job. So he's hearing all this information through being a tailor and then taking it back to the Sons of Liberty and using it against the Brits.
100%.
What a ledge.
I know, and even if he does that to you, like if he betrays you, you'd be so mad, but then you look in the mirror and go, but he has made me look so cute.
But I do look cute today.
Are you going to go to a tailor that you can trust but maybe doesn't have that nice a suit? No, you're definitely not. You roll the dice.
I risk crown and country to look cute.
Hercules Mulligan gets introduced to George Washington by Alexander Hamilton, who by that time is like his right-hand man. The colonists are looking for a spy at that point to provide them British intelligence. Of course, like we said, Hercules Mulligan's the guy they go to. He's the tailor for not just like British soldiers, but like the highest ranking British soldiers who can afford to go to him. He gets all this information and he summarizes their moves and what they're planning to do. For example, if multiple soldiers say, oh, we need our suits by like next Tuesday, like we need our war outfits by next Tuesday, then he realizes
something's going down Tuesday.
Exactly, right. Which is like, all with really hindsight, like be better. They need to be better at their jobs, definitely.
Yeah.
He had a slave, which you know makes us go, ah, no, like don't do that. But he had a slave called Cato, who Cato works with Mulligan and becomes like integral to the spy operation, but. Yeah, so Cato used to go and deliver information to George Washington's headquarters in New Jersey. So he was a little bit of a spy himself. Mulligan finds out that the British are preparing to capture George Washington at a secret meeting, and Mulligan says, Cato, okay, listen, go and tell Georgie boy there's an ambush, and they do, and it prevents his capture. So he saves his life once.
Oh, then my God.
Goes and does it again 2 years later. He hears that 300 British are coming to try and intercept George Washington on his way to Rhode Island, and George Washington is able to like evade the troops thanks to Hercules Mulligan's info, and he gets to New England safely.
The course of history would have been so massively changed without this dude.
Just some guy from Coleraine, like who is a very badass tailor. It sounds like everything's kind of going his way, and he did get into quite a few scrapes. He was a couple of times suspected by the British of being a spy. Like, there was obviously a lot of rumours. One time he gets like turned over to this guy called Benedict Arnold, who in my head is Richard Arnold from GMTV. He was the showbiz guy. He's probably still knocking about. Yep. But that's who he is in my head, and he will be in the film when we make this. But Mulligan tries to leave New York when there's a bit of heat on him. He gets detained, he gets put in jail, where there's other revolutionaries that are getting tortured and beaten. He finds that it was some of his own that ratted him out, and then when he's in prison, he's not getting treated so badly, so there's rumours that maybe he's a double spy, maybe he is like the ultimate friend of the British. But at the end of the Revolutionary War, George Washington comes through and he sorts him out. He says, listen, Herc, you've saved my life twice, so you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours. So Washington invites him to breakfast. He says, come and have breakfast. We'll let everybody see that you and me are busy mates. There's no bad blood. It's all good.
That was nice of him.
What do you think they had? Like, what sort of breakfast do you put together when you're trying to tell the world it's all good?
Just a big old stack of pancakes, maple syrup.
You know what I think's a nice touch? You know, like the wee multi-pack mini cereals?
Oh, yeah, just like on the table.
Yeah, and you go, you want Cocoa Pops, I want Cocoa Pops, why don't we have half each? Why don't we split the Frosties?
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
They had a little bitches brunch. You know, they got together. They had a little bit of secco.
Had a little gab.
Yeah. He was then after that, George Washington's tailor. When he became president, Hercules Mulligan became one of the 19 founding members of the New York Manumission Society, which is an early organization that promoted the abolition of slavery. So, you know, he's making amends.
Good for them. Good lads. It's just when I hear manumission, I think of that nightclub in Ibiza.
Yeah, and Kevin and Perry Go Large. Were you ever there? Like, were you in manumission?
No. Do you remember that like Ibiza Uncovered series on Sky?
Yeah.
Is that manumission? It's just people just off their tits. Yeah. Just every episode. Foam. Yeah. Drugs.
Yeah. Dean's night has ended a little bit earlier than expected. He's in A&E.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Cut to Dean and A&E and his mate John in like a jail cell. Yeah. That's all. I'm sorry, but I hear manumission. And now I realise, I guess, they named that nightclub after a committee who abolished slavery in the 18th century.
Hercules. You
I can't find the tie.
Hercules Mulligan also founded Manumission Nightclub in Ibiza in the 1700s. It took a while for it to take off,
that's what it is.
He was the early pioneer. He has quite the life because he just continues to be a real successful businessman and an activist until he dies at the age of 85. Now, he was married, he had a family, all that kind of stuff, but Hazel, who do you think he's buried beside?
Oh my God, you're fucking joking.
Alexander Hamilton. Now, it says beside.
They got buried together.
It says beside.
Don't finish that sentence.
I think it might be on top of. Or below.
Do you reckon Hercules was a top or a bottom?
I think split the difference. I think they were buried in the 69 position.
We're terrible people and we're going to hell.
He had a slave, so, you know.
Yeah, like, it's another one of those cases where I'm like, oh, cool, top bloke. Oh, he had a slave. Oh, he slightly maybe had sex with underage Alexander Hamilton. Ooh.
No,
I don't know who I'm rooting for here.
I don't think it was anything like that, but I do think three times a day he fitted him for a suit. In 2015.
If we could just for my sake, just for the sake of the listeners, we'll wind this back. We'll do our version of this story.
Yeah.
Our version, which is just that they were both of an appropriate age and they fell in love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was nothing weird and there was no hanky-panky. They fell in love. And who can say no to the whims of the heart?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's all it was. And they're buried side by side, holding hands, like that couple at the end of Titanic.
Holding hands and holding privates.
Shame!
I can't believe you haven't seen Hamilton. Please watch it. It's on Disney Plus. Watch it on the plane, for God's sake.
No director deserves that. I will not. I refuse to watch it on a plane. I will watch it properly on a massive fucking telly.
Hazel, like it was intended. That is the worst thing you've ever said.
No, it's not. I firmly believe that. No, see, nowadays, no one deserves that.
See, nowadays, it's all about convenience. I might watch it on a plane. I might watch it on a Nokia 5210. I might watch it on an iPad.
I just think planes are for watching shit films you weren't going to watch anyway or ones that you've seen a million times already. It is not for like a new cinematic experience.
It's the
I
best
saw
way
someone.
Watch.
I saw someone watching Dunkirk on a plane, and I wanted to smack the back of their heads. No, yeah. No, that is not what Chris Nolan wanted.
Yeah,
no.
Harry Styles is in that too. Love Harry Styles. Anyway,
Harry Styles
look,
is in that.
I need to conclude this because in 2015, that is when Hamilton hits Broadway. And if you haven't seen it, I'm sure a lot of people listening have. Hercules Mulligan, big character in it. Big character in it, and the guy who plays him. I don't know his name, but the guy who plays him is very, very, very good. Potentially the best character in it. And guess what, Hazel? Because what? Hamilton just put a huge twist on things, and that's a real, like, multicultural cast. The guy, I love the guy who plays Mulligan, black.
Yeah. Black Irish guy.
Not Irish, but he's
but
playing
he is
an Irish guy.
In the thing. Yeah,
yeah, I thought you meant the actor who plays him. I don't know what his nationality is. All right. I know is he's very good. And also, and this is weird trivia, our agent, because we have the same agent, our agent loves Hamilton. And when I told him we were doing this episode, he like quoted a few lines to me on it. And it was quite weird. So that's just a thing. But Hamilton's unbelievable. So I think that's how a lot of people know the name Hercules Mulligan, but they don't know the story behind him. Now, who plays him in a movie? Before we go to some emails, let's just decide on that. We know Richard Arnold is in the film. Dick, you're part safe, but we need to cast Hercules Mulligan and we need to cast Alexander Hamilton.
Hercules.
Who's that guy I liked that a few weeks ago? Robert Sheehan? I want he can be Alexander.
You want
Hamilton.
Robert to be in everything. I want Barry Keoghan to be everyone in everything. His new did you see the Joker scene that came out this week?
No.
You didn't because you don't understand culture.
Wait until it comes out in planes.
Fuck you.
I'll wait until I can watch it on a flyby over to Leeds Bradford.
It's not a film, it's a clip on YouTube. But if you can get it to work on the back of a seat on a plane, then more power to you.
Yeah, I can hack into the system.
Anyway,
right.
The point is he's doing very well for himself. He's doing the parish proud. He's off out there in the DC universe now. Wee Barry and more power to him. Not that we need another Joker personally, but you know, if it's going to be anyone, let it be a young Irish guy.
What about, I think Liam Neeson's got to play Hercules Mulligan. He's got a great
you
look
keep
for it.
Picking actors who just aren't young anymore.
But Hercules Mulligan's an older guy. I don't
At
mean for
the
Alexander.
End of his life in this story, yeah, but surely when he arrives on the shores of New York or wherever
Neeson.
He's...
He will be
Neeson.
Played
Fine.
By Liam Neeson. Neeson. And you know okay. what? See just for that attitude, Alexander Hamilton will be played by Liam Neeson.
Yeah. What about the wife?
Liam Neeson.
All the British soldiers?
Liam Neeson's like Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor in this.
Yeah.
He plays
yeah.
all the roles.
So what we're doing here, just to be clear, is we're making the movie of the story of Hercules Mulligan, but all of the characters will be played by Liam Neeson.
Yes. We have some emails. Will I read mine out first?
We do, yes, go for it.
This is from Vicky, who may or may not originally be Victoria. Argentinian listener here, in brackets, not with Irish descent. So a genuine Argentinian listener, which blows my socks off genuinely. Like, that is mad. Like that
we did
is
ask for them to get in touch.
Yeah, I love this, Vicky. By the way, I just love that you're called Vicky too.
Vicky the Argentinian, love it.
Yep. Just finished the Almirante Brown episode, and to be honest, I didn't read the title of the episode. I just clicked play and my very first thought was, oh, like Guillermo Brown? He's extremely famous here. Just in 2019, they named a new public university after him and a reconstruction of his house. Casa Amarilla was made in the 70s, I think. One of the football clubs named after him had a jersey made with his face on it. Now, I love football shirts because I'm 8 years old. Obviously, I love football shirts, so let me just see what this looks like.
I think we're going to have to get you one of those.
I love it. Finn, producer Finn, I know you don't have a mic on in this, but get me this, please.
Yeah, do you know what? Fuck that. I'm not buying it. Producer Finn, you get it for him and he can wear it in the next episode.
Vicky. In Argentina, thank you very much for being a listener, for providing
thank
us
you,
with those
Vicky.
With that trivia. And I'm going to get that football shirt. Finn, get it on the company
yes,
account, please. Size medium, XL arms.
Right, we also have an email from Alec Fest. Hi, Shane and Hazel. I'm Alec, your listener in Kenya. I like how he says your listener in Kenya, like there's one.
Yeah, well, there is.
I'm that one guy who listens from Kenya. Thanks for that. And I'm currently looking for a historical topic to write 4,000 words on. If you had to pick one topic from Irish history to write a paper on, what would it be? Oh, gosh.
It depends. Like, does it have to be... Are you talking about the most interesting? Or are you talking about... Does it have to be a specific...
Yeah. If we were going for spicy, I'd probably say lesbian pirates.
Write some sexy lesbian pirate literature, for sure.
Yeah, like a little fanfic.
Yeah.
If you're going for hardcore Irish history, famine.
See, here's the thing. I know he's got to write 4,000 words, but I think you'd struggle to get the story of the famine in. If that makes
sense. That's true. Why does he have to write a 4,000-word essay on a historical topic from Ireland? What does he do? So mysterious.
If you want citizenship in Kenya, that's just what you got to do.
You got, because they hate the Brits so much, you have to write about Irish history.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's all very mysterious. I hope no one's forcing you to write this essay.
Hazel, do you think you'll go back to Kenya?
I would love to.
That's funny because you were saying that, and I don't know what this is related to. I don't know why you were asking, but you were asking for a good brand of ammunition. If someone could recommend you for the next time you go to Kenya, I don't know what that means, but you want to put that shout out.
Did not kill any animals. Stop it.
Yeah.
Bold. You're being bold.
So what's the
biggest
bullet
possible? There were some skulls, but they had already died of natural causes.
Oh no. Okay. Another, yet more time added to the Alcatraz sentence.
How long am I going to be in? Also, why Alcatraz? I'm going to New York. They're going to cart me off all the way to San Francisco. I've been in Alcatraz, by the way.
Hey, you're playing by Donnie's rules. He's coming back.
I've been to Alcatraz already. It's actually quite nice.
Oh my God, imagine if you have to enlist the help of Irish Republicans to go against the American Republicans.
I'd love that. I'd love to start a little rebellion.
Well, you'll have all the time to do it.
Okay, and one last email from Scott, and it behooves me that this is still coming up every single week. Regarding the appeal for bones, he says, I have a beaver's lower mandible, which is jaw, complete with teeth. I also have his flipper / tail, if that's of any use.
Yeah.
That's from Scott.
I'll take that.
Thank you.
I'll take that.
I'd like to just, we can confirm this in the next episode, but so far I think what we have is we've the beaver.
I've nearly got a head.
Haven't we? What was the other one? Like a wolf or a dog?
I've got like a wolf spine or something, so...
Okay, we're going to go through and next time we'll put together the Frankenstein monster of bones that we currently have. Anyone else with any other offers, or you know, just send them on in.
If you want to send an email, if you want to get in touch, the email is hello@nothistorians.com.
We're on the social medias, # WNFH. The Hazel Hayes, Shane Todd Comedy. You can rate, like, subscribe,
review.
Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies.
Keep giving us correspondence if you're outside of Ireland and you enjoy this, or even if you're in Ireland, but more importantly, if you got bones.
If you've got bones, do let us know. Thank you for that story today, Shane. I enjoyed that immensely.
No problem. Also suggest some topics for us, but we've got to go.
Yes.
We've got to go research more Irish history. But remember, while we do that, until next time, Hazel.
We're not fucking historians.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.